Mr. Coles.
Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, what's your new in the battle front today?
Well, today, I'm sorry to tell you, it's a little bit quiet. We we weren't able to get any of our guns out today. Normally, we've got somebody going, but, well, we've got Dole up in New York, and I believe he may answer Muskie from last night. At least I've urged him to, although we'll see.
I didn't get to see Muskie's. I've been working on the press thing, Mr. What was that?
God, he gave the most incredible speech last night, Mr. President.
I just looked at the Times and the Post. I didn't catch it on the first page, at least.
Well, it was pretty well written up in the Post. What he said, in effect, was that the Attica slayings were a reflection on our society as a whole. That the country was in effect
sick.
Degenerate and sick, and that our systems were sick and interesting.
He's on the wrong side of that. Let me tell you.
God, is he on the wrong side?
I told Ziegler today, don't be concerned that Rockefeller's guards Rockefeller's people shot some guards.
Absolutely.
The people know who did this.
That's right.
Who threw the man out the window?
Well, nobody would have shot a guard if they hadn't been held hostage for 4 days by barbaric prisoners.
And saved 28 others.
Well, of course. And you know, the only mistake that unfortunately was made in Attica was the statement that their throats were slit if they weren't. I mean, somebody just overstated the case, but it doesn't change the basic issue. But he took
on Rockefeller, huh?
Oh, boy. He took on the whole thing. He said that the frustration in our society, everybody is to blame. He said the whole society is to blame.
Do you think he's basically just turning left, then?
Yes. He's getting very bad advice, Mr. President. He went down there yesterday with a speech all prepared on the way down to talk about the economy, and he had already told some reporters he was also going to address busing.
Yeah.
And then, according to the papers, he hastily threw away the speech and wrote a new one because the Attica thing was hot news. Well, he got himself in the papers by doing it, but I just don't think he... interestingly, the governors, who are, of course, predominantly Democrat, majority.
He made this to the governors?
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope to Christ no Republican stood up for him on this.
Well, he was interrupted by applause only twice. It was considered, and the papers reported that, it was considered a very poor performance. A number of Republican governors afterwards said they thought it was in bad taste for him to have done it.
Attacked another governor.
That's right. In effect, that's what he did. And that it was partisan, and it's going to be... I don't know how many of these he can get away with, but it's going to start catching up with him. This one we're going to hit him on. I don't know yet who's the right person, but...
Javits is the best one.
Well, I might get Javits to do it. That's a darn good idea. I hadn't thought of Javits. But we will get some people building this one up.
Back off. Well.
And his other statements are getting some play. Bill White called me today and is doing a column on his busing statement where he thinks he made a terrible mistake.
Where he came out against our position.
Right, where Thurmond has hit him. And
has Thurmond hit him?
Yes, sir, hit him hard.
That's good.
And that's beginning to get around in the South. And also in the North, there is a committee that has a mailing now going out, which will be critical of your position on busing and praise his. we're in the process of watching that. But, I think he made a very serious tactical error with this yesterday. I just think he clearly is on the wrong side of the issue, even if temporarily the bleeding hearts cry over.
Well, even Severide and Reisner defended Rockefeller last night. Another,
exactly.
Another thing you ought to remember is that Rockefeller is still one of their favorites.
Yeah, his credentials are good. He could.
That's right. They know damn well he didn't do anything unless he had to.
That's right. Precisely.
It's a lot different than if Reagan had done it. If Reagan had done it, they'd ride him out of town on a stick.
Mm-hmm. Rumsfeld was at the governor's conference last night, and I heard from him this morning. He said that it went over very badly. He said there wasn't a good response to it. He didn't really deliver it well, and that the governors did not take it very well, which I wouldn't expect they would. That's kind of not kosher in that kind of a circumstance.
Right.
We have been getting today all the groups organized on telegrams and letters coming in on the federal pay issue, and that's beginning to look a little better. The legislative people now are feeling much more bullish about the House than
they think that they can might win it.
Yes, we had them in the set. We had a meeting this afternoon of all the Chamber of Commerce and Association people, plus some of Clark McGregor's folks, and they now are, their head count now looks pretty good. And so I think we'll...
By golly, a straight up or down support the president on this one, by golly.
Well, that's what we're doing. And
support
also,
the wage, stop inflation, support wage price thing. And so
well, it's really support the whole theme of national sacrifice. Everybody's doing it. Why should one special interest group be exempted because the Congress caves into political pressures? So we'll get some heat built on that issue and very easily have our people turned on at it.
Well, they're going to get it 6 months from now. Hell, they can get along without it for a few months.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
I think we'll do all right on that, too.
Good. If they ask me tomorrow, I may have a office suppress thing tomorrow. And if they do, I'll kick it in the ass.
That's a good one to kick. Because the big problem we have with that issue is that it hasn't surfaced publicly very much. No one's really aware of the issue.
Right.
And if you hit it tomorrow and it gets a little publicity, then that helps get the folks out aroused. It's tough to get letters. Right.
Well, I'll say this one thing: just keep your. It was fortunate that in the way that silly poll came up in the legislative leaders meeting. Now the bastards are all read it.
That's right. And we're distributing just that portion that relates to the federal pay to everybody again, although I went back and checked and
they all had it.
We sent it to their homes, their offices.
Sure you did. I know.
The difficulty, we've been sending these through the National Committee, and I want to find a different system. I want to find a way that we can send them directly from here.
Have McGregor's office send them.
Right, and call people ahead and say, this is coming up, and by God, look at it.
Right.
Cliff Miller was in today. He just... incidental political gossip.
Oh, yeah.
He said that
the California
situation with Muskie, he started out very strong, but then for 3 days there was nothing on the television or in the political columns or in the press that didn't relate to the statement on the black vice president. He thinks he was just critically hurt in California, that it was big news. He said the local TV... had interviews, man on the street interviews, every politician in the state.
And even the white people don't want to hear that, do they?
No, he said that everybody was just running from it and disavowing it. He said there wasn't a comment from either a man on the street or a politician other than the one fellow Bradley who spoke up and defended him. But other than that, he said Cliff just said it was a burning issue for 3 or 4 days.
Have you talked to Harris since he made that, or to see whether he thinks of it, or have you had?
No, I haven't, Mr. President. Well, yes, I'm sorry.
His reaction would be very interesting.
Yes, I did talk to Harris. He left for the Russia, where he is now, on invitation of the Soviet government. So but he won't be back until next week. But I did talk to him the day before he left and the day after the statement, and he agreed, as I think I might have mentioned to you, maybe I didn't. He agreed to put in his next poll.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said...
A question.
You didn't tell me that he was sure. You mentioned before that you'd try to get him to.
Right. Well, he's going to put it in. And the next question is... in the next poll...
Would you vote against somebody?
Would you vote against... The question precisely is, would you vote against a candidate for president if his running mate for vice president were black? And Harris said that they've done this before with Catholics and Jews. And the answer is always no. People really would vote against him for it, but they...
He thinks they would.
Oh, yeah, but they would never admit it. And he pointed out to me that in 1962, the only Democratic candidate who polled ahead of Javits, or potential Democratic candidate, was Ralph Bunche. He said, in a poll, people will always pick a black, or will never admit that they wouldn't. I mean,
well, it's like, for example, I'll tell you a place where Muskie could have hurt himself particularly among young people. You notice, for example, so many colleges and universities elect black student body presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do they do that? They do it because of a guilt complex.
It purges their soul.
That's right.
Exactly. And that's right.
That's one I would particularly have our young people's group get around to the colleges and so forth.
Well, they're doing it. This fellow that we have now, Stan Scott, who deals with the black media, said that he's building it up, and it's just raising hell. He said they're all upset about it. The blacks are all upset about it. Ed Brook told me the same thing as I told you, and I believe that is his brainwash statement. I really think that one will. He's got to get rid of that somehow. either reverse himself or start overcompensating with the blacks or something.
How is Scott doing?
I think he's doing a good job, Mr. President.
It's awfully hard to do that job.
Oh, he's got a hell of a
job. We're glad to have him.
But I keep pretty close track on what he's up to. He's got Fletcher today doing some press stuff and is going to hit the Muskie thing. And what he has done, really, is to use the blacks in the administration very well, extremely well. Mm-hmm. And that we needed someone who would ride herd on that, and he's been doing it very effectively.
I wonder what the other Democratic candidates are going to say about that.
They've all disavowed it.
Did Teddy?
I haven't seen his, Mr. President, but the news summary this morning had
indicated they all disavowed it.
Well, it indicated that Humphrey, McGovern, I think Scoop Jackson. Oh yeah, Scoop. I don't have it in front of me, but there was a list of them, and they've all disavowed it very strongly.
Well, they have to.
Oh, of course.
And also, it's a good thing from the standpoint of the country to disavow it. It was a stupid thing to say. I mean, it's stupid to tell a black child that because of the accident of his birth, he has no chance to be president.
Exactly.
You cannot say that in this country.
No. No.
He should never say it. Whether you believe it or not, it's irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, it's a reality, but it's the kind of thing
that's right.
A leading political candidate.
That's right.
Or leading office holder should never say. He's just, it's damaging it. Even saying it is damaging. Of course, it really shows his ineptness, I think.
Yeah.
And that's beginning to come through.
Attica, though, is a strange one for him to go on that. I think it must be a way to try to get well. But, Jesus, that's a terrible issue.
Well,
you've got to stand up for orderly. Well, anyway.
Well, he made another statement that... Rumsfeld told me about that we're trying to get, that it's there are people in America today who would rather be dead than to live, would rather be dead than alive in this country. And God, that's annoying. You talk about tearing the country down. And
yeah.
And people in middle America, I don't care what anybody says, they don't want to hear that. They just, they don't believe it. They are proud of the country. They don't like anyone saying, you're better off in America dead than alive.
Gosh.
It's a hell of an extreme statement.
Yeah.
But it's...
Well, he may get more extreme.
Mr. President, yesterday you mentioned Tony DeChant had said he wanted to come and see
you.
I've just been in the process of checking that out today. It was Tony who said it.
He was the guy from the...
NFU.
Farmers Union, yeah.
He was sitting
right next to the fellow from the Grange. I mean the
co-ops.
No, the between the co-op guy and the other fellow.
Right, he was two down from you and.
That's right. That's who it was.
Boy, that's a breakthrough. If that.
I haven't the slightest idea what it's about, but he should be. Let's try to see.
Oh well, I want to get him in right away because if he's that's the kind of a defection that would carry a hell of a lot of weight in some of the. The NFU is pretty strong. The NFO and the NFU are pretty strong in a few of the key farm states. And
there's an old man up in Minnesota. What's his name? Not Fletcher, but
he's a
famous old man who's
not Graham. But a name like
always been a friend of mine. But let's see. But he's about 90 now. He may be telling to play both sides, which would not be surprising.
Well, I'd love to even neutralize him because DeChant has been the most effective Democratic organizer in the Farm Belt. If we were to pick off a fellow like that, it would have a damn good psychological effect.
At least you can talk to him. You can talk to him. Fine.
The governor's conference killed the Democrats' resolution on the economy pretty resoundingly.
Yeah.
Also killed a couple on busing, which I haven't gotten the details on. But
for it or against it?
Well, these were resolutions by Carter, I think. One was by Carter of Georgia, which was against it, but they killed that. I think probably the issue was...
Mm-hmm.
It may have been the way the issue was framed.
God, all these governors do is just meet and pass resolutions, don't they? It's really a dreary exercise.
Awful. And apparently this one was a pretty poor one in terms of a lot of internal bickering and... Of course, they had everybody and his brother down there. It's a damn waste of time, really.
We sent everybody down. Yeah.
Oh, God. We had all the political people and Rumsfeld and Romney. And it's more of an annoyance than anything else.
It's a terrible annoyance, but I'm not going to get into it.
Bill White, by the way,
I'm going to stay miles away from it.
Yeah. Oh, I think you should. Except, of course, you have this delegation tomorrow.
Oh, sure, that's fine.
Bill White was saying to me, Mr. President, that his soundings, he thinks that the hottest political issue today is busing. He just thinks...
Does he, yeah.
It's number one around the country. He said all the others... he said you've effectively diffused the economic issue. He said the people just aren't really worked up on that. He said the issue that is really turning people now is busing.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill has a pretty good feel for those things.
Sure has.
Good judgment on what people are thinking about. But I don't think you could be in better shape than
they don't seem to be too steamed up about yet, about they will get, I suppose, about two and the election in October and all that stuff. I know there are Democrats raising hell about it, but I don't seem to think sense a great deal of steam up about that.
No, people, as I've talked to them, used to bring up Vietnam as an issue, and
so
they just don't bring it up anymore. And I don't think people really care a hell of a lot about an election. They don't care.
They know damn well we're getting out.
That's all they care. They don't care really.
The only sleeper issue which is difficult for us is the POW issue. That damn thing is just hangs around, and they're just holding them right over our heads. It's like hostages.
That's a tough issue. There's no.
What do you call that? Blackmail? No. What's the word?
Well, it is. It's ransom. It's
ransom is the word, but it's something else. They're holding him for
hostage.
Holding hostage, or what's the word you'd use with say Rockefeller and these prisoners? What would you say? They weren't trying to blackmail him. Blackmail is a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were
holding prisoners for ransom, but they were trying to extort. Oh, I don't know.
They were trying to coerce. Well,
I've got to find the right word.
Actually, they were holding him hostage for the bargaining. They're trying to bargain their way out.
Listen, I think I know have a pretty good idea on the public opinion on that thing. Despite the fact, it's unfortunate that they killed the guards, that the gunshots killed him. But despite that fact, I think most people support the governor in his use of force to put down a riot in a prison.
Absolutely.
I think so. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. I don't, Bob may have told you that the people in the surrounding areas up there just they've started talking about niggers and...
Are they? Yeah. No, I didn't. No.
Resurgence of very, very strong feelings. He, I guess, heard from Barbara Connable or some of the cars.
I suppose, yeah.
But it's... No, I think there's any question that while it's a tragedy that guards were killed, how the hell else would you get in there?
It's
and get
tragedy anybody's killed.
Of course. But, no, I think people... there isn't any question that people respect or understand
for
the use of force.
You have no choice
in a circumstance.
That's
right. That's the difference between anarchy and government, civilized society. You just can't afford to do otherwise.
Okay.
I've been getting your weekly reports on the Emergency Employment Act, and they're beginning to crank that up.
They are getting a few hired.
Well, they're making some progress. They're up to they're at least able to report now several thousand jobs filled. I'm keeping the keeping the steam on them hard, so that maybe in the next figures we'll begin to
hope they get some in California.
Begin to get some benefit from that.
Oh well, it isn't going to have much of a blip. What's really going to affect this economy is its own movement. It's, my God, we talk about 150,000 jobs like that. You're going to get a hell of a lot more by 0.5% of the savings starting to go into, trade. What the hell?
Well, 0.5% would give it a tremendous shot in the air.
Yeah.
That's a great deal. The market came back a little bit today.
It did, huh?
Well, it was up.
I'm not concerned, incidentally, about the market this time, Chuck. I noticed it dropped yesterday 7 points, but I think it's just marking time for in this period. But 900 is about what it's worth.
Yes,
that's my opinion.
And it went down to 901, and then today started to move back up. So it's not going to.
Where did it end today? Do you know?
I don't have the closing, Mr. President. At 245, it was up 3 points. Small volume. I was told yesterday that all of the heavy investors, the big funds and institutions, are trying to get into a cash position because they expect after phase two announcement to have a big surge.
Yeah.
and they want to get liquid so that they can they can buy on the.
I'm going to indicate strongly tomorrow that phase two will there will be well I'll repeat which I've said that there that we've decided there will be a follow-on program for wages and prices, and second that it will have teeth. I'm going to use that term.
That's a good phrase.
And, well, the way I'm going to put it is this: that I've decided that you can't have jawboning without teeth in the jawbone.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll grab them.
Yeah, that's a good phrase.
I just thought that up a few minutes ago here.
Well, that's a little bit of the attitude right now is the uncertainty over what comes next.
And also, they see the labor guys squealing, the Congress, you know, milling around. They don't know, but I must say, I think we've done as much as we can to keep the offensive. You know, it was thank God we did the speech last week. That was good. You know?
That was excellent.
We kept the initiative.
And Detroit next week will help.
It should help some. Yeah.
I think you really have the lead on this issue. There's just no way they can take it away. And if you look at it realistically, if we're successful mobilizing on the outside, and if we keep our friends on the Hill steady on this one, there's no way they can take it away from us.
Our friends on the Hill, of course, as you know, public support tends to erode. I mean, as you go, the longer you get away from the announcement. But on the other hand, you put it in terms of do you want to keep wages and prices down? People say yes,
mm-hmm.
And we just got to keep the heat right on them on that.
Well, we'll do that. We've got
such great stuff here. You know, my God, these polls are fantastic.
Yes, they are. And they continue strong. You know, the Sindlinger second poll was as good. It was even better than the first one.
Does he have a second one?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't know about that. When did it come out?
Last week, and we've gotten that around.
And they supporting price freeze?
Yes, and showing that the level of consumer confidence, I don't have it in front of me, but showing that the level of consumer confidence was remaining high, had turned upward, dramatically shifted right after the freeze, and was still, right after your announcement, and was still up, and that buyer expectations were up. In other words, consumer buying plans had remained high, and that for the first time, union families now were more in support. That was the interesting thing, that there had been a slight shift, and union families were now more supportive of the freeze than non-union families. And that got a little bit of publicity.
Meany's riding a very, very rough horse here. I'm telling you, he's gone a little too far in his rhetoric, too.
He's
looking very good.
He's in a very dangerous pasture. I really think he is. I think he's overplayed his hand.
People have got to just get up and say that what I'd like to see some guy say in a speech, we've got a president that'll stand up to an arrogant labor leader.
Well, that's that we can
have one of our guys. I mean, like some guy over there that doesn't have any support. It ought to be done. It'll stand up to him. That's what the country wants to hear.
I think that's the feeling they have, and we need people saying it.
I don't want to say it. I don't want it to come out, officer, but I think some senator.
Okay. Fine, Mr. President. Thank you, sir.